Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Speaking of Fritz, the Jackie Baseball Report in a moment as the Phillies sweep the Padres. The Mark's Jewelers Twitter poll of the day. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel for mom or online, marks-jewelers.com. The question today, which is more true, the Sixers have failed Joel Embiid or Joel Embiid has failed the Sixers? I think we're swaying people. It's up to 71% of people saying the Sixers have failed Embiid. That is a stunning result, I think.
Yeah.
I would have guessed the other way.
I initially thought that.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But it makes sense. It makes sense. I mean, at least this, like I said, he's giving you everything he has, man. Like,
especially this playoffs.
Yeah.
More than any other playoffs, yeah. I think. Aaron in West Philly, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on? Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Okay, first of all, I hope young Trot make it, man. He got a good head on his shoulders.
It sounds like he does, man. It sounds like he does. And that's important, you know, like especially if you're not a, you know, top 10 pick or something with everybody willing to give you the benefit of the doubt all the time and chance after chance after chance, having a good head on your shoulders will benefit him for sure.
Okay, Spike, that's all we're going to agree on is that.
Uh-oh.
All we're going to agree on is on that.
Okay.
Okay, there's something about me. I'm a frustrated Philadelphia fan. I've been a Philadelphia fan for a long time in all sports. The Sixers are some sellouts. The Sixers are sellouts since 1983. And then 84, they was a sellout the next year. So you got on the radio last week. Say you believe in the Sixers. Say you believe. Listen, bro, I don't believe in them. You know why? Because they're a bunch of choke artists. Bad management, bad people running the organization for years. Why do you think so highly of the Sixers? Like, why do you think so highly?
You're mixing up what I said. You know, okay. Like I don't think I generally think high of the Sixers. What I said last week was I believe that Embiid was playing differently than he ever had before, and I believe that he had the ability to lead them in a way that he hadn't before. Hasn't worked out. I was wrong. The series is not over. They're down 3-1. And as I said today, I do not think the players surrounding him and I do not think the infrastructure of the team, given the coach and general manager, have done what they need to do to put a situation around him that takes advantage of him, takes advantage of what he's good at. Now, the injury stuff is a completely separate issue. Him not being here for 40 games in the middle of the season absolutely hurt their ability to gel. You know, they traded for, if Buddy Hield was ever going to work out, not playing with Embiid for his first 25 games with the Sixers wasn't going to help. He's played 9 games with Kyle Lowry, who's a starting point guard, or 10 games, whatever it is. So, you know, him being hurt screwed things up a little bit. But you're right. I said that last week, and as of right now, it looks like I was wrong. But I do not think I was wrong because Joel Embiid didn't come through.
I don't think Embiid is the problem. I think the people around him are the problem.
We're on the same page.
Okay.
We're on the same page, man. We're on the same page.
Okay. Then why did Maxie, think that Lowry is going to miss the free throw? Because if he would have jumped in front of Brunson, he would have got the ball.
Yep.
And,
right?
Yep.
So we got a bunch of people.
When Oubre didn't move either.
Go ahead, Ike. Talk for me. Talk.
No, I was just saying Oubre didn't move either on that rebound, and Maxey could have gotten it. I mean, Oubre was standing on the other
right.
side.
So it's a lot of nonsense when it comes down to the Sixers all the time. And I used to say this with Jack with the Phillies. It's a lot of nonsense. They couldn't catch the ball. They couldn't throw it to the right person. You know, I'm not an apologist for none of these teams. I'm not an apologist for none. I love them.
Well, you're making up. You're making up stuff about the Phillies, Big A. You're making up stuff.
Okay, little Aaron, can you hear me?
Yep.
Little Aaron is my son. Y'all know Aaron?
Yes.
But if he's wrong, I'm gonna tell him he's wrong. I'm not gonna pacify him and say you're not wrong. You did something wrong, and I hope he'll say the same thing to me as being his father. This is what y'all do. You, Jack, you, Ike, y'all apologize for y'all favorite teams. I love Ike because he don't apologize for stuff the Eagles do bad.
That's right.
Well, hold on.
What are you
y'all
talking about?
This
y'all
is. Did you hear the
it.
End of the season?
This is outrageous.
What? Say what I said was outrageous. Tell me what I said was
I
outrageous.
Just said that what you said was outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous.
I okay, hold you, the Eagles accountable.
Sure
Jack,
do.
You always protect the Phillies.
Because I'm right. Because I'm right. Like, what do you want me to do? I told everyone to calm down. They've won 18 games
okay,
in April.
Calm down. So, no, we don't have to calm down. We're fans.
Well, he Why didn't tell everybody to calm down. Well, you did. Fans. I guess you did, yeah.
We want
I'm just trying to
well.
Educate and move
no,
along.
You're not educating nobody. You ain't educating nobody. You ain't educating nobody.
Jack don't know
about the Sixers. We know what they are. We're trying to tell you what they are, and y'all don't want to hear us when we say what they are.
But you're not listening to the radio show.
But I'm not saying
we've said the same thing that you said.
No, I'm not saying the Phillies are choke artists. At least they get up there and try to do something.
No.
The Sixers ain't get out the second round since 2001.
I know. What do you want? We said the same thing that you said. Look, I can absorb. Thank you for the call, Big A. I can absorb your anger and your frustration. Just be aware that everything that you said was the same thing I said to open the show.
Right. The well, maybe you didn't hear to open
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, that's which is fair. You can listen on the Odyssey app. You just go rewind, go to 2 o'clock or the podcast. Let's do the Jackie Baseball Report, the Sixer stuff.
The Phils are hot. Phils are hot. Phils are hot.
Oh, here he is.
Yeah.
Apologist.
Yeah, once again, just apologizing for the baseball team. Well, what do you mean to do? They have 18 wins in August. They've tied a team record.
April,
whatever. jumping ahead of myself.
Yeah.
Just get ready for the second half. So Alec Bohm just was named NL Player of the Week. Like, he had 17 hits on that road trip. 17. He batted
bro.
Over 550.
Can My I, goodness.
Can
man.
I ask you this? Jack.
Yes.
So he's got four home runs, right?
Mm-hmm.
To keep OPS high enough, how many home runs do you think Bohm has to hit? Because he's not going to hit 350.
To have 1,000 OPS?
Well, just to feel comfortable that he is productive. He's going to have to hit some home runs because he's not going to hit 400 the rest of the year. 25?
20 home runs is enough.
Well, but it has to come with a lot of doubles then.
Yeah.
It's going to come with a lot of doubles.
Yes, he looks ridiculous.
Listen,
right now.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, man.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. I'm just saying.
Don't be
appreciative of what we have.
I'm trying to be. You got Spikey downplaying there.
I'm not downplaying it. I'm just asking. You're the expert. I'm
right.
asking how many home runs
he's
got.
Man's on his way
hit.
To the All-Star game.
He might be. I mean, right now he's I know you guys love war. He is third in the NL in war.
How's that calculated?
Don't know.
All right,
but
get it out of here.
It usually ends up with the best players doing that. So he's been batting .400, which I think is good. Like people worry so much about Schwarber, right?
Mm-hmm.
They needed a real four-hole hitter to step up because the lineup felt a little bit short when he was struggling, when Stott was struggling, with Castellanos, JT. Him developing into a real four-hole hitter would make this offense that much better. You look up. You know, Howard and Thompson got into that little thing about slug.
Yeah.
They're the most home runs in the NL.
I mean, Topper said this team is going to slug, and they're slugging.
Sometimes you just got to trust them.
He's got to trust them. And here's the thing I'll say about Alec Bohm. He hits the ball with such frequency. Quite frankly, what you want in the four-hole guy, as I start to think about new age baseball.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't necessarily need the 40 home run guy.
Boring.
In the four-hole. I need a run producer, a contact hitter in the four-hole. You're going to drive in Harper. You're going to drive in Turner, Schwarber, who's been a singles guy this year, but he is hitting home runs. I'm just saying that's why Bohm is leading us in RBIs, because he hits with runners in scoring position.
And the thing he's changed is that Alec Bohm has always been a guy that doesn't strike out very much because he feels like he can put the bat on the baseball no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
What's changed this year is he's being more selectively aggressive inside the strike zone and going for pitches he feels like he can launch rather than getting through. So Alec Bohm, NL Player of the Week. Tywan Walker made his season debut yesterday. Who's excited?
Dude, he stinks.
Man, he was good for a while.
He was not.
Man. He was cooking. He struck out four straight.
Yeah, he was good, man.
He was getting hit He had what, three runs in the first six innings.
Yes.
He had some double play balls that almost killed one of the defenders that got hit so hard.
Trey Turner.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And then there was one at first base, I think, too, that I think Harper caught one. Turnbull's starting this week.
He's starting tomorrow night, yeah.
Turnbull's going to start. He's going to throw six innings. There's going to be one or two runs. And if Tywan Walker got shelled yesterday. I don't care what the numbers say.
Well, if you take him out
after six, he's okay.
Well, yeah. I think secretly Rob Thompson wanted him to give up a bunch of runs.
Tank.
Yeah, that's why I left him in for the seventh.
That
makes sense.
He was only at 73 pitches. Like, he had thrown 110 in the minors, so it's like he was ramped up.
But here's my thing. Hold on, Topper.
Yeah.
What are we trying to do? We want to build up the guys. See, this is why what Spike's saying has a little bit of credence. If you want the guy to leave feeling positive about himself and with something to build off of for his next start, you don't send him out there for a third trip through the road through that lineup.
Is he a man or not? I mean, is it 73 pitches?
You wanted him to get shelved, too.
Of course I want him to get shelved, yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Like, what are you talking about? I don't want him in the rotation.
I'm not sitting here saying I want Tywan Walker in the rotation, but what I am saying is we can't sabotage the guy by leaving him out.
How is it sabotaging?
Because you left him out there too long, man.
Oh, come on.
Dude, I was watching that. I didn't watch the game till this morning because I was we had
at the
Sixers
movies.
Game.
Yeah.
Sixers game, podcast, movies.
Civil War, yeah.
Yes. But I was watching it this morning. I was texting Jack. I was like, Walker's getting hit all over the place.
No,
here.
I know. But I will say, he did get a little bit unlucky in the inning. He allowed three because he struck the guy out and they missed the call. Mm-hmm. So then the home run happened. And in that seventh inning, Harper should have got to that ball and it might have been a double play and then allowed a home run right after. So a little bit of on.
A
little
not
bit
a good day for Harp yesterday.
No, and some jogging.
Yeah.
There was some jogging. And then final
and
thing.
He calls me to miss a parlay.
You sure did. That's the most important thing.
But yep, now we get back to the
real
issue here.
And last
can't
thing.
Can't wait till you bet on Trot Jr. Start texting him.
Yeah.
I would not do that.
You can't do that.
I would not do that.
We can't have this turning into a Jonte Porter situation. And then tonight, Christopher Sanchez on the mound. Mike Trout. We get to watch Trout for the next 3 days.
Yes.
That's exciting.
I don't usually get to watch Trout as often.
Well, nobody does because he's on a meaningless team that nobody cares
exactly.
about.
He's playing for the Angels.
Didn't even know he was still in baseball.
What? He's best. He's just reestablished himself.
Yeah, no.
As the
he's
best
hit a bunch of home runs this year. Yeah. Well, he will.
But don't let that bore you.
Well, it is boring when you choose to be a loser and choose to play for the California Angels or whatever, Los Angeles Angels, whatever mm-hmm. they're called. He opted for this.
He opted to stay there too.
Yes.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Yes.
No, this is on him.
You know.
So will we get any ask out Trout chants tonight? You think we'll get any of that?
Well,
any Phillies fans making the trip?
Maybe we should send Knick fans to Anaheim to start deputizing those guys. They seem like they'll travel well. I don't feel like making the trip to Anaheim.
Right.
I'd rather just stay in L.A., go to Dodger Stadium. Let's just send Knick fans there. What do you think, Jack? Get a bunch of Knick fans?
Go say, ask out Trout?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. Give those people something to do after they
lose
the
next
round.
Angels, Giants, Blue Jays. It's a winnable series there.
Yeah, especially just coming off of what we have, Colorado, White Sox, mm-hmm. but then Cincinnati and San Diego. Like, you know, I was a little worried about the San Diego series. Honestly,
yeah.
Sweeping San Diego wasn't something I expected. So,
well, it's like they did the whole we want to start fast thing, and then they haven't played down a competition. We've seen them play down a competition
oh, yeah.
a lot. So,
oh, this is much more fun.
Yeah, yeah. We're getting the June through September yes. Phillies in April. This doesn't yes. usually happen.
Well, honestly, if the Sixers, you know, crap out and are done, it's nice to have a Phillies team that is already good to
sure.
talk about.
Yeah. yeah.
So it's very good Jackie Baseball Report. If you want more Jack Fritz, in 15 minutes is the top five at 5. I have no
inkling.
And
then the text line at 5:40.
Oh, geez, Louise. The whole second half of the show.
I know. That's when we take over.
Yeah. We, you and all the other Fritzes?
Well, my
him
stance.
And him and his nonsense, yeah. yes.
215-592-9494. What did you think of the Eagles draft, and is it an Embiid problem, or is it an everything else on the Sixers problem? Justin Horsham, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? It's great to be speaking with you.
You
What's
as well,
up, Justin?
I've sat and I listened to that interview with Trot Sr. and Trot Jr., and I started having chills run up through my body and just taking me back to that 04, 05, Eagles lifetime ago, going through the Super Bowls, the 5 NFC championship games. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of hit me. Like, we've been through so much transition this year with losing Fletcher Cox, Kelce, and the direction of the team, not knowing really, like, who's going to be a potential leader of this squad, whether Hurts is going to step up and take the reins like he should. And it just kind of hit me. Like, we lost Kelce. But today and through the weekend, we just gained Trot back in that lineup, on that roster. And to be able to have not just Trot Jr., but now his dad back into the fold, to me, I mean, as an Eagles fan, that's just like the epitome of Philadelphia, of being a Philadelphia Eagles fan, and just being able to have that back. It just, I don't know, that just resonated with me, like, very deeply, and just kind of moving to know that, you know, his son's going to be putting on that 54 number and potentially patrolling the middle of the field just like Trot did back in that time frame.
Yeah, Justin, I think a lot of Eagles fans felt that. It was, you know, I didn't even see it live or initially, the Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman reaction or the phone call to Trotter. So I actually wound up seeing it yesterday at some point on my timeline, and I didn't realize Jeffrey Lurie had gotten emotional when talking to Jeremiah. And this is me, the former player. This is what makes me so proud about being a Philadelphia Eagle. It's moments like that because Jeffrey Lurie has worked hard to make this a family atmosphere with this organization, to where former players come back, they feel appreciated, they're always welcomed. And they've done a great job of that. And to see him react that way over one of his former players' sons being drafted here like that, man, as players, we sometimes feel like we're just another number. Like you almost sometimes don't feel like you're more than any – you're worth more than any of that.
I think that's the thing that got me. Like, I was sitting with my son. Trotter Jr. was the one player outside of the first couple of picks that they had in the draft that I was dying for them to take. Yep. That was the one player.
Yep.
And simply because of the connection back to that time frame in Philadelphia sports history with the Eagles, I sat with my son as they picked him, and I just grabbed him and I hugged him. I'm like, you're gonna be able to see what I saw when I was younger. You're going to be able to experience that same thing with Philadelphia Eagles football, and Eagles Nation should be proud of that. And that just gave me a sense of, like you just said, it was family. Like, the family came back home to a degree. And I'm sure if Dalk had a kid that was playing, you had a kid that was playing, it would have been that same emotional connection. And to see Lori tell him, you know, I loved your mother, and almost break down over the phone, and that hit social media, like, that got me.
Yep.
That totally got me.
It also makes me feel old. Thank you for the call, Chester. Honestly, it is crazy that the players,
our kids, John Daniel, John Runyon Jr., I call him Johnny now because that's his middle name, JD, him getting drafted a couple years ago by the Packers.
You know what it is? It just doesn't seem like that your era of the Eagles was that long.
Was that long ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you start thinking 2004. Oh my God, that was 20 years ago. You know, I was 27.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, but it doesn't feel that long ago.
We're at that stage now, Spike, where 20 years is like that. Like,
yes.
Yeah, we can start speaking in 20, 25 year terms now, 30 year terms now. And that used to seem like a lifetime.
And it I know this sounds like a small part of it. I think on some level, the fact that the colors are the same and the logo is the same is what makes it feel like it's not that long ago. Because when you think about the era before you,
right,
different jerseys, all that kind of stuff, it just, this all feels like, from you all the way up until now, on some level, one era of Eagles football. So
yeah,
turn my charter junior.
Now they have the new earmark this year.
Earmark.
Yeah, so it's going to change everything.
Oh wait, what do they have?
So it's under. So they used to have the old Eagles thing, like under the thing. It's new this year. Yeah, so that's going to change
everything. Is it wordmark?
Wordmark, whatever.
Is it wordmark or earmark?
I think it's wordmark.
It's word. You said earmark?
I don't know what that means. That means like put a stop in a book?
Yes.
You earmark it?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're on fire today.
I've talked like five times, and I made myself look like an idiot, three of them. Yeah.
Well, see, that's why you're gold.
Yeah, right on time. Yep. Yeah, in and out.
Yep. Every little proverb you've shared has been wrong. That's the way the cookie rolls, right?
Is what it is.
So good.
Jack don't know.
Why don't we take this before? 215-592-9494. Jack in Cinna Vincent thinks I'm an Alec Bohm hater.
That's Ken.
Ken.
But yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Jack is in the studio. Ken's in Cinna Vincent.
Yep. I wish you were both in Cinna Vincent, to be honest with you.
Everybody wants to be in Cinna Vincent, Spike. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, first of all, on the Eagles, real fast, before I get to my point about Alec Bohm, that was a great conversation that you guys had there with Trot and Trot Jr. That was really great to hear. Obviously, at the risk of being redundant, I am rooting so hard for that kid. And, you know, it didn't really matter to me, frankly, if they drafted him, but now he's here. I'm rooting so hard for him. So I hope he does really well, not just for the Eagles, but for himself. So now, I love me some Jackie baseball, okay, because – he's one of the few guys on this radio station that really understands the game of baseball.
Oh, God.
Correct.
So it doesn't matter how many home runs Alec Bohm hits in the cleanoff spot, and I'll tell you why. Because when you've got high on base guys in front of him, Schwarber's high on base guy, even though he's a 200 hitter. Trey Turner is smoking the ball this year. Bryce Harper gets walked a lot. The guy that should be in the cleanup hole is the guy that is the best bat-to-ball guy in the lineup, and that's Alec Bohm.
Ken,
so Alec Bohm's never going to be a 35 home run a year guy.
I didn't say 35. I'm not a hater. Here's the thing. Would you say that OPS is one of the general best indicators of productivity of a hitter in Major League Baseball?
I don't get as wrapped up in the advanced metrics as
it's like one of the most basic ones there are. Neither do I. It's on base plus slugging. So the on base percentage plus the slugging percentage. The slugging percentage is how many bases he actually gets, and that number is going to be lower if he doesn't get enough extra base hits. So all I'm saying, I like Alec Bohm, but from the beginning he has to be. If he's not going to be an excellent defensive third baseman, which he's not, he's fine.
Above average.
Yeah, he's got to hit. And up until this year and this run, he has been a good hitter, but not quite what you would want at a third base. So my question is, he's obviously not going to hit 350 for the rest of the year. So how many home runs does he need to hit so he is productive enough? That's it. That's the only question I had. I don't hate him. It's just a question about baseball. And you are going to call and say that Jack is the only person who knows about baseball on the show. You don't even know what OPS is.
One of the few, and I do know what OPS is. And for you to dismiss that he like to just say, well, he's not going to hit 350.
He's not.
Why not?
He's not. I'll bet you $1,000 he doesn't hit 350.
Oh, we'll do that off air. Because I actually have $1,000.
Yeah, all right. So, you know, I don't want to bet $1,000 either. I think that was. I appreciate the
just
call.
The first
Ken.
Round number to get.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. He's not going to hit 350.
335.
He's not going to hit 335 either.
I'll take 315 or 310.
I would love 310.
Yeah,
it'd be great. I'm just asking questions.
No, I think it's fair.
Yeah. Okay. The top 5 at 5 is next on the afternoon show on WIP with Ike Spicer.
I like the way you broke down the
so
OPS.
Yeah, OPS.
Yeah, come on.
Believe me, I'm one of the other few who knows what it means.
Yeah, this
is a surprise you knew.
This freaking guy, you know, Ken.
Yeah, hey, Jack's the only one knows baseball.
Yeah,
here.
Get him out of here.
Well, this is how it caused problems the last time.
It is true.
And
it is true.
You know what? I got to stop right now. All right. 5 at 5 is next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.